My guest today is the owner of UDirect IRA Services. Her name is Karen Hall. She's been on, she first came on in September of 2014 and has been on a few times since, but it's been a couple of years. And welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Karen Hall.
Oh, thanks, Mark, so much. Yeah, it's been a minute, hasn't it?
Well, you know what? The things go by, and yeah, you were on before COVID, and then in 2023, and always great to talk to you. People always wanting to know what to do with their money and investments. And before I ask you about your company, though, you reminded me that you actually had a history in radio before you did this.
I did. Yeah, 17 years when I was, you know, in college and then out of college for a while. Yeah, I was on, I did many different things. I was a news director. I did smooth jazz. I did, you know, classic rock, all these things. And then decided to get into real estate after that.
Well, you have a great radio voice, so I could understand why. But of
Thank
course,
you.
You're pretty enough to be on TV, so you might as well do that.
That's sweet. Thanks.
So what does your company do? What is it?
Gosh, what don't we do? No, I mean, what we do is we help people, essentially. I mean, that's the bottom line. And people who are looking to save for retirement. And don't we all need to do that? I mean, gosh, if you think about how much you need to retire and how much you have, very few people hit the number that they really, really want. So we always have, it's a goal we always need to strive for. So we help people do that by taking the retirement money they've saved and move it out of Wall Street into, well, you know, from Wall Street to Main Street is what we like to say, and invest in things like maybe real estate, maybe precious metals or cryptocurrency, or your IRA could be the bank and lend money to people, secured or unsecured. So many different asset classes. The whole alternative asset class is a, you know, as a bundle of assets. That's what it would be called, the alternative asset class.
Very interesting. And you are based in the Los Angeles area, but you do business all over the country?
Mm-hmm, right. Well, yeah, we're south of LA, you know, we be OC, you know, we're we're Orange County, but people always get us confused with Los Angeles. But yeah, Orange County, California, Irvine, and we have, yes, account holders in every state in America, and we have for a very, very long time. And you know, it's just such a great thing to be able to reach so many people and you know, and get to know them and help them self-direct.
And so anyone who has an IRA, what about a solo, self-direct solo 401k or Roth, same thing?
Right. You know, that's a good point, because people will confuse the self-directed IRA with just maybe a traditional IRA, but it's a lot of things. Self-directed IRAs, self-directed accounts could be a traditional, a Roth, a SEP, a simple, a spousal, an inherited IRA, could be a solo 401k, could even be a health savings account, an HSA. If you work somewhere and have a high deductible health plan, an HDHP, you can have an HSA, a health savings account, and that account can be self-directed. So there's a lot to say about that, but just to say that each one of those different account types can be self-directed, which means it can be directed into alternative assets.
My guest is Karen Hall. The company is UDirect IRA. The website is udirectira.com, and U is the letter U. UDirectIRA.com. If someone went to your website, are there a list of opportunities, or do they contact someone and you know you just lay out different options?
What a great, another excellent question, because that's the one thing we can't do. It's self-directed, so we're not financial advisors. We do not recommend assets. It's self-directed, so you're choosing your own asset. What we do have, if you went to our website, what you would see is a very robust blog full of articles on how to invest and what the rules are and the nuances and what's new and that sort of thing. But when it comes to choosing an asset, that's something that, I mean, you're not just on your own. I mean, well, like I say, you could buy a house. You could find somebody who has a syndication and they're raising capital for maybe a like a multifamily deal or self-storage or mobile home park, something like that. And your IRA could invest as a debt or equity partner in a deal like that. So many different asset opportunities, investing opportunities that are not correlated to the stock market, and your IRA can invest in those.
So what you do is you, I remember interviewing a 1031 exchange, a local gal, and what is that? It's not an intermediary. I can't remember what the 1031 exchange is actually
Yeah,
called.
that's I think that's what they're
Is
called.
it intermediary? So
Yeah.
is that what you are, an intermediary?
I mean, it's a good word for it. We're an administrator of self-directed IRAs, and we work with a trust company together. So, it's the cuz we offer the custodial services of self-directed IRAs, and we provide that to our account holders.
So if they pick something and they want to invest in it, you show them the paperwork, the mechanism, you orchestrate that.
Well, here's how it works. First, someone would choose an asset that they are interested in. Then they would do their homework and their research and their due diligence. And I love talking about due diligence and fraud awareness and how to choose, how to make sure as well as you can that an asset will perform. There's no guarantee because of its investing. But once they choose an asset, do the due diligence on it, then they provide us with the supporting documentation. That would be like a contract. If it's a note, it would be the note agreement, the promise to repay a debt, promissory note. If it was a syndication, it would be the subscription agreement, perhaps also the operating agreement. If you're investing in precious metals, it would be an invoice. And then we would take that invoice, it would have shipping instructions, and we would send the funds to the metals dealer, and then they would ship it, and it would be stored for them. So many different ways to invest, and each one has a slightly different, modus operandi there. But typically, the account holder is giving us the contract. And by the way, it's not the person who's investing; it's the account. So it's the account name is the investor. Now, so there's the IRA. You own the IRA, and the IRA owns the asset. So it's a kind of a trickle down there.
Right. You can't touch any of that money. Keep it kind of like the 1031. You can't touch boot. So you got to keep a safe distance. My guest today, owner of UDirect IRA, and the website is udirectira.com. And U is the letter U, Karin Hall. And I'm some Scandinavian country. Your name is spelled Kaarin.
Yes, I'm very conflicted because I'm Swedish and Norwegian. If you knew. So I'm both. Nordic is my heritage. Yeah.
Oh, and so yeah, Karin, and so I actually have to write in. I write it phonetically so I can remember to call you Karin instead of Karen. You're not a Karen. That's a good thing. A friend of yours wants to buy a house and they're going to get a loan, and maybe you have enough money to loan the entire amount to this person that you trust will pay back the loan. You could take your IRA money. And the IRA becomes loans the money out, and then the people repay the monthly payments and make payments to the IRA.
It's precisely right. And if you're lending on an asset like that, if you're making a note to someone, then the asset is a note. And the underlying asset is the real estate. But understand, it's not just for purchases. For example, maybe somebody needs a bridge loan because they have to sell this house, until they get this house, and they need a bridge loan for the gap. Your IRA could provide that kind of gap funding as well. And you're right, all payments, all proceeds from an IRA asset go back to the IRA that owns that asset. So,
Are there restrictions? Let's say it's your child.
right. Yeah, you can't do that. No, there are restrictions. They're called prohibited transactions. And for the rule book people who are listening, it is Internal Revenue Code 4975, IRC 4975, where you can read the rules about it's really what you can't do, because what you can do is a lot. You can invest in anything except life insurance contracts and collectibles. So what you can do is easy. It's alternative assets except those two classes. But what you can't do, it's a longer list. So There are people who are disallowed to the IRA, like you mentioned, a child. So it's your ascendants and descendants, you and your spouse, your parents and grandparents, your children, your grandchildren, plus a 50-50 business partner or any fiduciary to the deal. All those individuals are disallowed. What that means is they can't benefit from your IRA. They can't have direct benefit.
So when you say, like I as an agent selling a house to John Jones,
Yes.
I can't loan him the money from my IRA because I'm a fiduciary.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, I wouldn't loan him the money anyway. My guest, Karen Hall. Karen Hall. God, I almost said Karen. Sorry.
Every day of my life. Don't worry about it.
You Direct IRA. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. So a cousin is okay, just not parents and children.
And a sibling is just fine. So, for
Oh.
example, So if you're, say your child wants to go to college and you want to make a loan to them from your IRA, that's a prohibited transaction. But your nephew, you can make a loan to your niece or your nephew to go to college, no problem. Your IRA can buy a house and your uncle can go in there and do the work for you or your aunt, either way, but not your mother or father.
Well, I like the idea of we went from loaning on real estate to loaning to go to school. What
So many
about
things.
buying a car?
Same, and exactly the same. It's a note, or maybe, we've had some black swans since you and I started talking, a couple of downturns in the market, and self-directed IRAs have helped build businesses back up at a grassroots level. The strip malls where you've got the little shops, and your IRA could lend money to one of those shop owners in one of those businesses, and then they would pay your IRA back the loan.
I'm thinking about a family. It's so natural that a parent would want to loan their child the money to buy a car or go to college. But I guess if you have a close enough family, you have a nephew and your brother is, your daughter is your brother's niece, so then you could kind of do it for each other.
Okay, the old quid pro quo. Not really, because if you're doing that, then you are receiving benefit from your IRA, indirect benefit from your IRA. And I know it seems logical, but that does not cut the mustard there with cut the mustard with the IRS. So I would not.
Well, and this is what you do. You make sure people don't make those mistakes. The company is U Direct IRA, U with the letter U, and the website is udirectira.com. Very interesting. It's just a multitude of things you can help anybody but your parents or your offspring.
Yeah, up and down the
Um,
family tree, yeah.
do you? I was just thinking of contacting my in-house real my, a loan agent, my lender. And do you market to lenders and real estate agents to let them know when you mention the bridge loan, or just, it could be a second deed of trust? It seems like your market would be real estate agents and lenders for that portion of your investment.
It sure could be. It really could be. And we do market to all different types of professionals, as you can imagine, RIAs primarily, and people raising capital, asset sponsors. We market
Interesting.
them, just market all over the place in general.
When
Because, oh, go ahead. I was just going to say the only barrier to entry to have an IRA is that you have to have earned income to contribute. So it's a low barrier to entry, just saying.
exactly. You were talking about the health savings account, which I had because I was paying through the nose with a high deductible for health insurance. And you know what? I never did anything with the money. I lost money on that, just kind of sat there. Not that it was huge. But I used it and used it up, and now Medicare after age 65, that's done with. When did you start the business?
I started the business in 2009. It was right in the middle of the giant downturn. But it turned out to be the perfect time because people were looking for capital. Obviously, banks were in a lot of pain at that time, and finding a loan, especially for real estate, was really difficult. But then, snap, everybody understood, wait. And right now, by the way, it's a $45 trillion pool of capital that people who need capital can tap into for their deals. And once investors started to realize that, wait a minute, I can use self-directed IRAs to do this. And I was like the most popular person in the world because I was one of the few people that really knew the rules, how to do it, what the nuances were. And over the years, people have figured it out largely, but they're always like we've been talking about today, some nuances that people forget or they don't know about how to use it correctly. Because I mean, it's a game of keep away so that you don't commit a prohibited transaction. That is game over for the IRA. So that's what we do when we talk to people, is we listen to their deal. You know, you can call us and get a free consultation, but we want to hear what is your deal? Who are you investing with? Who owns the asset now? And that sort of thing, so that we can help people steer clear of prohibited transactions.
Do you charge one fee up front, or is it a percentage ongoing? How does that work?
Right, we have a $50 setup fee. It's a one-time fee. Then we have an ongoing annual fee of $275. So some companies will charge like a flat fee per year plus a bump for every asset you have. Like if you know, and so it's like a flat fee plus a bump every time you add an asset. So we just have a flat fee and it's $275 a year. So $50 setup fee, $275 a year. And then there are little fees, like if you want something FedExed or you need a wire, but the fees are nominal.
There's an old joke about somebody who was in business. He was a tailor, and he was selling something for like almost no money. And the guy said, "Well, how do you make any money?" And the answer was volume.
Right.
You're not charging much money. You must have a huge number of customers, clients.
Well, we do. And right now we have over 1.2 billion under management.
Oh, that's a lot of money. You mentioned a figure earlier. Was it 43 trillion? Was that a number of the total assets in IRAs throughout the country?
It's not just IRAs, it's all sorts of retirement vehicles. 45 trillion is the number I heard recently, but yeah, same thing. So it would be defined benefit plans, 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, 457s, all the retirement plans, pensions, all lumped together as a group, 45 trillion.
Okay, so I want to ask you two more things before we say goodbye. I know you wrote a book. Before you tell us about the book that just kind of came out, you said that there was some changes in the recent Big Beautiful Bill. Well, what's
Yes.
there?
Well, I think it's a very exciting change, and that is that ultimately there will be the inclusion of alternative assets in 401ks. Now, understand that the regulators have never been a big fan of alternative assets. They make up all kinds of names for them, like hard to value assets, or you know, it's the things that have a negative connotation when there's nothing negative about real, you know, more right negative about real estate than there is about the stock market, I don't think, or about notes or something like that. But now, with this big beautiful bill, what it allows, and after the Department of Labor does its, you know, deep dive, a 180-day deep dive into this new idea, then what they're going to be doing is, say, for example, you work at Home Depot and you have a 401k. Well, you're not an accredited investor, but you might still be able to invest in, say, a syndication, because they're going to put them on what they call a sleeve, or like a group of alternative assets, and your retirement plan at work will be able you'll be able to choose this sleeve of assets that are alternative assets. So that is coming up. It's not like your 401k could make a loan to someone. It's more like a mutual fund, where your 401k or your employer plan would be investing in a fund of alternatives.
So it just opens up more opportunities for investing. If someone wanted information, they can go to your website, udirectira.com. That's the
Yes.
letter U, udirectira.com. Is there a phone number as well you want to give out? I think I have an 866 number, or
Yes, and sure, it's what is it? I don't call myself. It's 866.
745
Yeah, 866.
745.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's, you know, like you, I need glasses, so here we go. Okay. 866-447-6598.
Oh.
866-447-6598. Mostly we get emails, though. You know, that's how the world is today, right? And we're all over social media too. You can hit us up on Instagram or TikTok or everything.
Okay. And finally, you wrote a book. Well, what's the
Yes.
title of the book?
Well, it was a collaboration with BiggerPockets. So it's called A Bigger Pockets Guide to Self-Directed IRA Investing. And so this is not a storybook, but a guidebook so that while you're self-directing, if there's something like, oh, how do I do this? You can look it up, you know, and it goes into quite a bit of detail about all the different things to that you can do and that you should look out for. So it's an excellent, excellent guidebook, a good beginner's guide to self-directed IRAs.
Who and what is Bigger Pockets?
Right, BiggerPockets is a very large group, or I would say not a club, but an organization that has about 6 million members, something like this, that are, who are real estate investors. They have annual conferences, they have podcasts, they have a publishing arm, thankfully, because I'm so happy to work with them on this book. It's really been a great experience, and I go to their national conferences. I've been going to the conferences and as a speaker or presenter since 2022, so 23, 24, so you know, 4 years. And it's just a really wonderful organization for real estate investors.
And the title of the book again.
Sure, The Bigger Pockets Guide to Self-Directed IRA Investing.
The bigger guide, the bigger pockets guide to, I'm trying to write this down.
Sure, self-directed
Yeah.
IRA investing. It's on Barnes and Noble, it's on Amazon. And it's at biggerpockets.com/SDIRA for self-directed IRA, /SDIRA.
The Bigger Pockets Guide to Self-Directed IRA Investing, the longest title in the history of books. I wish you the best with that. Karen Hall, Kaaren, the company U Direct IRA, website udirectira.com. It's the letter U. Karen Hall, great to catch up and talk to you again. Thanks for all the great info.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Love
Good to.
talking to you.
Thank you so much. We'll see you again. Bye for now.
Bye.
The rest of you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with a great story. Two condos sold within 2 days of each other, right next to each other. Kind of an interesting story, both represented by out-of-area agents. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.